With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
So you had some night last night, Mr. Crossy?
Yes, so the irony is not lost to me this morning when I tell you this story.
Okay.
Currently standing up.
Oh,
okay.
I thought
it's weird that I'm standing up in front of you. So Jim's sitting in the studio, I'm standing up. Last night, about 6:30, I get a text message from somebody saying, I've got a pair of tickets to Elton John. Someone's just cancelled.
Oh.
Would you come?
Wow.
I was like, tickets were £200. I was like, I could not.
Each.
I could not afford them.
I saw the clip from your Instagram and geez, he had some good seats and he's some voice in him.
His voice is impeccable. He's 76 years of age.
Yeah.
He sat down in front of the piano for the whole night.
Yeah.
After every song, he stood up and bowed and then went back and sang again.
Off he goes.
Started at 8 o'clock. He got off the stage at 11:15.
No way.
Like, he nearly played for 3 hours. It was
76.
Incredible.
Wow, that's valuable. You know, £200, you'd want him to...
You'd want him to be making tea for you.
Yeah.
So the irony is not lost to me on this, okay? So anyway, went to the gig last night. If you've gone to it, fantastic, amazing. Something happened between the gig and me getting home last night that I've hurt my coccyx. Is that what it's called?
Well, I hope we're not talking much more. I think we're talking about you've heard the base of your spine.
I haven't slept. I didn't even have a glass of anything last night. I haven't slept since.
How did you hurt your coccyx? Did
I don't
you fall
know.
Off something?
I don't know. I didn't know what the term was for it. Like I can like I'm in front of gym now and I'm dancing and I'm walking around.
Okay,
I'm totally fine. I can't sit down.
Right.
I'm in agony. It's very funny, but I text my mum this morning and she gets really early because she goes to mass for Lent. And a weird story. But anyway, I said to her, I broke my coccyx. But I spelt it.
This is your mammy, so she's not. She'd be ringing. She'd be ringing for a priest.
I spelt it like you would say it. Does that make sense?
If that makes sense, yeah. Coxix, isn't it?
It's coccyx.
Oh, is
how
it
you
okay?
pronounce
okay.
it. But I spelt it. Coccyx, as in...
Did you text her or ring her?
Text her, as in...
Crossy, don't text her. Stop talking to that woman.
Well, she rang me and she says, that's a bit too intimate for you to be telling me that.
Oh, no, you're joking.
Like, I was at a concert and she was like, what about the concert? What did you do? Did you go to the toilet? And I was like, ma'am, anyway.
So did you fall off anything?
No, I just was sitting there.
Were you sitting on the funny chair when you were out for dinner?
No, because that's like a normal chair as well. Whatever it is, that's like I'm laughing. Someone said to me, oh, you're Elton John, I'm still standing, and now you're standing now because you can't sit down. I was like, yep.
That's it.
It's
perfect. I'm still standing, he can't sit down.
I'm still standing, better than I ever been. Looking like a dog.
What did you do to your coccyx?
I don't know. Like, ring me
now, have you cleared it up with your mammy?
Oh, yeah. And she was like, oh, look, let's not ever have those type of conversations again. Okay, like, it's me back. It's nothing else.
You could have just pulled something, hopefully. That's all it is. So,
yeah,
you probably just sat funny and it'll be gone tomorrow. One of those freak things.
But does it mean, like, I'm not in pain as in, like, you know, when people hurt their back,
good.
They're going, argh.
Yeah.
I'm not like that at all. It's just I feel that there's just something prodding me. Again, it's really weird saying these things because it's a bit...
No, I was in school years ago and we were in art class and we had these chairs that had no back on them and this guy was leaning back on his chair. He's making it go back on two legs and he fell back and he landed on his coccyx. That's how I know about it. And I've never heard a yelp out of somebody in my life like this. And I've seen people give birth and he was brought off in an ambulance and everything. So it was
oh,
like...
No.
Coccyx is not something you want to break or hurt. So
at about 5:30 this morning, I actually had a text message wrote out for you to say I can't do this today. But I feel physically, like, I feel perfectly fine.
Okay.
Bar this one thing, and I haven't slept either. But
and what happens when you attempt to sit down? Is it so? It's too sore.
It depends what part of your arse you sit on. Does that make sense? I have a cushion out there.
I'm not your mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy, what side of my arse should I sit on?
I said it to Hazel Nolan. She was looking at me and I was like, toxic as in COTY.
Yeah. You're not going to talk about anything else.
Someone says little ring pillow and boots about 15 quid.
Oh, yes, ring pillow. That's true. Yeah.
And I didn't know, because I've messaged a few people this morning that have been up really early. It's happened to loads of people. Like, this is quite common.
Yeah.
Everyone breaks their arse.
Well, usually laughing.
Yeah.
All right, so Crossy's standing for the rest of the show.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Give her all the awards. Sarah Lancashire won an award last night at the Royal Television Awards for Happy Valley. She was just remarkable in that role. She's delighted with the reception the show got.
It's fantastic. It's a great honour. Really a great honour, and just so unexpected. It's hard to single anything out. Obviously, Happy Valley, the third season going out, has had an extraordinary reception. So I think that's going to live with me for a very, very long time. I mean, if not forever, I think now.
Have you seen Happy Valley season 3?
I've seen season 1.
Okay, so there's a thing that happens in season 3. This is not a spoiler, don't worry. And somebody is lying to her. And she rings the person who's lying to her. And the person's in a coffee shop and they say they're in Leeds and they're not in Leeds. And she's sitting looking at the back of their head.
Is she outside the gaff doing that? Is there
No, she said somebody's in a coffee shop and she's on the phone to them and they're lying to her. And it's just like, oh my God. And you think she, and then she walks into the coffee shop and sits opposite them and goes, hiya.
Oh.
It's one of the best moments on TV, and it doesn't spoil anything, because if you haven't seen it, it doesn't spoil the story. It's just, That scene is just incredible. You have to see it just for that alone. Even,
she's a great actress. I heard someone say recently, is she one of the greatest English actresses out there at the minute?
Absolutely. There's no two ways around it. Lisa McGee says she didn't think people would watch Derry Girls when she first started writing it. Once they did, she said she'd worked towards the Good Friday Agreement as kind of the ending.
To be honest, in series 1, I didn't know if anyone was going to watch it, and I didn't know if there would be any other series. But once I knew it had that audience, I was like, I think it would be interesting to take this right up to the Good Friday Agreement, which for me and for many people from Northern Ireland is our proudest moment, really. So it was just an incredibly hopeful note to leave the show and the characters on.
Have you watched Succession yet?
No.
You still haven't got a
gun? I'm going to wait till there's about 3 of them.
Right. Tom from Succession. You know Tom?
No spoilers.
No, this is not a spoiler.
Tall
on Succession.
Fella. Yeah.
Tall fella, a Tomlet, himself and Greg. Very, very funny. He's got a brand new job. In real life, his name is Matthew McFadden. It's just been announced he's going to be in the next Deadpool movie.
Oh, wow.
Alongside Wolverine and Ryan Reynolds.
He'd be perfect for that.
He's going to be great.
Yeah, is he going to be a superhero or just a person?
I don't know. He could be a superhero, because the one thing I noticed about this season is he's chiseled.
Oh.
Like the John.
Oh, okay.
He's got a lean pain John. Jaw. Lean pain John.
That's not easy to say.
He's a lean pain John.
All right, well, that's the dish for now. Loads more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about Adam Sandler and Mary J. Blige and Joe Lycett. Very funny.
This is really interesting. So Channel 4 haven't really had a massive chat show since Graham Norton. As in a cheeky chat show.
Cheeky chat? Well, they've had no chat show, have they?
No, they've had a couple of comedy things. That, you know, that comedy thing they have, The Last Stand, I think it's called, is it?
Well, The Last Leg, of course. Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, no, they have had that, yeah.
Yeah, they've had that, but in not a proper chat show.
Right.
Starting this Friday at 10 o'clock, Joe Lycett is going to be doing his own chat show with guests.
Oh.
And it's going to be live from Birmingham, because that's where he's from.
Excellent.
They built a studio there.
He's brilliant. He's really funny. And whenever he's on, because he was on the one show last night, and I think they're terrified when he goes on any show, because he just does whatever he wants.
So yeah, he was on the one show last night and they were saying, you know, what prizes are you giving away? And here is what he said.
It's just full of sort of old school 90s sort of madness, essentially. We're trying to make it chaotic.
Oh, I love this.
That's what we're going for, but it also, my career might end quickly. But that's, you know, that's the reason to watch, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly.
But we've got like a game show element where somebody, so basically I said to Channel 4 that I wanted to give something away, and they said, well, we're not going to pay for it because we're not going to give you any more money. And I, as a laugh in a meeting, said, oh, I'll just give my car away. And then I went away for a couple of weeks, and they've literally scripted, and now I'm giving away my actual car.
It's
my, yes. So we're giving away my car, the cutlery from my drawer.
So this is how Graham Norton started. Graham Norton appeared in, obviously, Father Ted. Ted!
Ted!
One of my favourite characters. Ted, will you have a dance, Ted? Don't press the button. Anyway, so he appeared in that, and he appeared on other things. And then he just kind of rose through the Channel 4 and then got the chat show, which became massive. And then he flipped and went over to BBC One with the chat show, which he owns.
Oh, yeah, so he gets proper
company.
Money out of it.
Yeah, so isn't it So Media?
So Graham Norton.
So Graham Norton, so he owns that. And so that's where he came. So Joe Lycett could be the successor. I think it might be in the back of their head. This could be the next Graham.
Guess this weekend is going to be the... Probably she's everywhere at the minute. Alison Hammond.
Oh, yeah. She is everywhere.
She is everywhere.
I don't think there's only one of her. I think there's several working as a team.
How is she sleeping? And then Catherine Ryan as well.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Joanna Lumley's going to be there as well. I don't know what she's
doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like, they're three unreal guests to have.
Yeah, Catherine Ryan's very funny as well, so that's going to be great.
So you have two choices. You can watch the Country Late Late Show, or you can watch Joe Lycett. I know where I'll be.
I think there's one choice there.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See MissQuote.ie.
Breed, Crossy's hurt himself. He's perched up on a big high stool here. Now, how are you getting on, Crossy?
It's really strange because I have a cushion either side of my bum.
Yeah.
And I hurt my coccyx. Tailbone, is that what it's called? Has that ever happened to you before, Breeda?
Well, I have a herniated 6 and a bulging 5.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means, but
it sounds better. Are they
that's
numbers?
That's on my dating profile.
Are they?
Go on,
I don't know where I'm going
Breeda.
Wrong. I don't know where I'm going wrong.
Breeda, is that the names of ribs or parts of your spine?
They're discs. I'm going to say discs.
Discs, that's what I meant. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Discs. You have pain with them, or is it all fixed now?
I'm kind of good. I went to a good chiropractor, which was great. So he kind of sorted me out. And I do be kind of, every now and again, in work, just running into a room, lying on the floor, doing a downward dog and stuff like that.
Right. Well, Crossy hasn't done that yet.
Not yet. I think I'm going to leave that part. I'm thinking about going to A&E. It might be a bit dramatic today and go to Vincent's.
Yeah.
He's just balancing himself.
I think you
just pulled a muscle. You didn't have an injury.
I was supposed to have a day off today and do nothing after the show. I'm raging now.
Yeah.
You poor Petine. I'm cratering booked. Okay. Hopefully you feel a bit better soon.
Breed, I love you. Yeah, we just keep talking.
Let's forget about the quiz. Let's just chat.
Get somebody to give your coccyx a rub later and it might be all right.
His mammy might be listening.
Oh, sorry. I meant like lower back. Your lower back.
Right, here we go.
Okay, Breeda.
We really want you to win €1,000 here, okay?
Oh, God, I'd love to win €1,000.
What would you do with it?
Huh?
What would you do with it?
Well, God, what would I just... I don't know, like, buy food.
Food, okay, good.
Yeah.
Food. Everyone says holidays. Why not?
Yeah.
Food. Just do a massive big shop.
Times are tough. Yeah.
Fill the freezer up. Okay, here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
What item of jewellery does a princess wear on her head?
A crown. Or tiara. Tiara. Okay.
How many players are there on a soccer team?
11.
Which bird is often associated with delivering babies?
Stork.
Who played Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
True or false, male crabs are known as jimmies?
False.
What do you use to write on a blackboard?
Chalk.
What boy band was Justin Timberlake a member of?
NSYNC.
Who wrote the classic horror book, It?
It.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was also made into movies.
Yeah, no, I know it. The Clown. Oh, I don't know. Mary Shelley. That's not right. I don't know.
New Delhi is the capital of which country?
India.
And what actor played Ali G in Borat?
Yek Shemesh.
Who?
Oh,
that's what
I know. I'm just trying to remember. But he says Yek Shemesh. I like. Oh God, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh yes, pull that one out of the fire.
Just going through all his phrases.
Breeda, you're great. Everybody loves you, Breeda. People are sending in smiley faces and laughy faces.
That's lovely. Oh God, I love it visiting me my dreams now tonight. But I don't know about Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy is, it's actually true. A male crab is known as a Jimmy, yeah.
Ah, the Jimmies.
It's not the only one that you got wrong, though, unfortunately. Tiara, you know, normally, like, crown is technically a correct thing. A princess could wear a crown. So crown and tiara, yeah, that's fine. 11,
brilliant.
Stork was right. Johnny Depp was right. Male crabs are Jimmies. Chalk was right. NSYNC, correct. Stephen King is the other one. Yeah.
Think of a horror writer.
Yes.
Jeepers Tonight.
Jeepers Tonight is right.
Now, you said Mary Shelley, which I've Googled. She wrote Frankenstein and died in 1851.
I'm old school, you know. I'm into the old ticks.
Well, look, you got 8 today, Breeda.
Oh, sure, look, I haven't totally disgraced myself altogether, I suppose.
No, you haven't. No, you've done very well.
That'll be later today.
can you please tell me, do you work with the public?
I work with asylum seekers.
Fantastic.
Asylum seekers into employment. Yeah,
amazing.
I know. God fair help play. Us. They're struggling enough and then they meet me.
So, Breeda, somebody says, if you ever want to go a different line of work, somebody says you should have your own segment here on the show. So.
Love it.
And now it's time to talk to Breeda. We love you, Breeda. We love you. Anyway,
you're amazing. Thanks,
the loving is over now. Breeda, have a lovely day.
You too. Good luck with your coccyx.
Thank you very much. People just tuned in there. They're like, what's going on?
That's a new way to say bye-bye, isn't it? Good luck with your coccyx. Cheers, Breeda.
See you now, lads.
We'll have to talk about that sometime. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. I missed the story about Crossy's coccyx and just spat out my tea when Breeda said, good luck with your coccyx, says Emma. Give her the money. A lot of people responded to. If you missed Instagram this morning, Breeda was the crack, wasn't she? That's how you would describe her.
I think everyone's in a real happy mood because she just, everything about her, she was throwing so much at us.
Yeah. It's just, like you said, I feel tired after that. give her the money, bring her back tomorrow. Any chance of a mug? A lot of people got tens. The crab one caught a few people out. Good fun this morning. Well done, Breeda. We hope to have her back at some point. Now, if you're getting any kind of food today from a hot counter, this is kind of going to ruin the magic, because this is how somebody is trained in to make a chicken fillet roll. If you recognise your local hot counter in this, do let us know how you feel.
What's your name, love?
Sophie.
Right, Sophie. So I'm going to show you how to do the hot counter. It's going to get very busy now. There'll be loads of builders coming in and all that. And they want their food and they want it fast. They want to get in and get out, you know?
Should I wash my hands before we start?
Nah, you're grand.
Well, I put on different gloves. I'll be
worrying about gloves. Okay. I've been here 14 years, the same pair of gloves. See that pair of gloves? I keep them behind the bin.
Okay.
And I put loads of perfume on myself, so everyone knows they got a sandwich from Betty. So what you do is now they'll come up and they'll say roll or wrap. You want wrap a roll? Wrap a roll. You say it faster than wrap a roll.
Wrap a roll.
Oh, it's faster.
Wrap a roll.
That's better. There you go.
Wrap a roll.
What?
Wrap a roll.
Wrap a roll. But wrap a roll. Wrap a roll.
Wrap a roll.
Brown away.
Brown away.
Wrap a roll. Brown away.
Wrap a roll. Brown away.
That's it. Right.
Okay. Great.
Butter mayo.
Butter mayo.
Wrap a roll. White or brown? Butter mayo. Sorry. Okay. From the top. Time from the top.
Okay, wrap a roll.
Roll.
Butter
mayo. No, brown or white? Oh.
Brown or white?
Brown.
Butter mayo.
Very good, very good.
Oh, thanks.
Pashos will want coleslaw, but don't go too mad now. Put the butter on the mayo. Put the butter. Put the butter on the mayo there. Put the butter there.
So, what?
Sophie, is it?
Yeah.
Put the butter on the roll there. White roll, brown roll.
Put the butter on it.
Put the butter on the roll, yeah?
Okay.
That's it. Butter. Some of them like a good bit of butter. And then...
Is that too much?
No, there's never too much.
Sounds like an awful lot of butter.
No, it's all right. So it's chicken then. It's plain or spicy?
It's not spicy.
No, it's spicy. It's plain or spicy?
Plain or spicy?
People in suits go for plain.
Okay.
Bellows go for spicy. And then they want a bit of sauce.
Okay.
Bit of lettuce, bit of cheese, bit of tomato.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm ready.
All right, so there's a customer coming in here now. Off you go.
Roller wrap.
Can I have a wrap, please?
White or brown?
Why?
Butter mayo.
Just a bit of butter. Yeah, just give me a little bit of butter.
Plain or
spicy?
What do you want now?
We'll get a little bit of lettuce and a little bit of sweet corn there, please. That's lovely, yeah?
There's a bit of onion in the sweet corn. Does that matter? Or?
No, it doesn't. If you get any meat in the vegetables, don't worry about it.
Okay.
That's just more protein for them.
Okay.
Ask him, do you want to cut in half?
Do you want to cut it in half?
Please, yeah. There you go, cut it in half. Now wrap it up. Wrap it up. That's it. You don't need to dance about it. Just put the sticker on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Now, and then you hand it to him, big smile, and go, now enjoy that, love.
Now enjoy that.
No. Say, now enjoy that.
Now enjoy that,
Enjoy that. They're very good. Now do it 52 more times.
Okay.
Between now and 1 o'clock. There's a big queue for him. Will you hurry up?
Roll her up.
Next there, please.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Now,
FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
So, Kit Connor has been talking about the Netflix hit Heartstopper. I haven't seen this. Have you seen this?
It's very good. His mum is Olivia Colman in it.
Oh!
And she's only in there for about, just say, 10 minutes of the whole series, but the 10 minutes she's in, you'll remember her forever.
Right, sorry. No, I thought you meant his mum was Olivia Colman. That's why I went, oh, like that.
Oh, Nepo baby.
But when you said in it, it was like, oh, I wouldn't have done such a big oh. Oh! Anyway, he's been telling us why he thinks it hit different with the audience on this one. On there, kid.
I think it is just something that I'll always be extremely grateful for, and a big honour in my life. I mean, we knew that it was something special when we were making it, but I didn't think we sort of expected the reaction that it got. There's really something for everyone, and it is just really simple human emotions at its kind of simplest.
They're already thinking about who will appear on the final Tuberty Late Late Show.
Go on.
They reckon Bono will be on it.
I would say Bono was. Yeah, definitely.
Because he did the other two, didn't he? He did Gabo.
He did the other two, yeah.
He went on for the last one for Pat, didn't he?
He did, I think.
It's tradition.
Yeah.
You have to complete the trio.
I think.
Get the full set.
Who else do you think?
Paul McCartney, they're saying. Hillary Clinton, they're saying. Katie Taylor, possibly.
Niall Horan.
Well, it'd be all his favourites, wouldn't they?
Yeah, anything that he likes.
Well, Beatles.
Yeah, oh, good God, if they got Paul McCartney. Did I ever tell you that my friend saw him in a gym standing on his head before?
No, you didn't.
Did I ever tell you that? She's in the same gym as him.
You told me that your friend lives
near him, yeah, but in the same gym. But he does yoga where he goes on his head, you know, like, so his head is on the floor and he stands up on his body without his hands.
Yeah.
He does it every day.
And, well, that's his trick then.
It must be his trick, yeah. It's no for me.
It's good. Adam Sandler has been talking about meeting Jennifer Aniston for the first time, speaking to Jimmy Fallon. He remembers the day very well when it happened.
Love her very much. I know Jennifer since we're very young. I was 22. She was 20. I met her at a delicatessen. She was with a good friend of mine. They were hanging out. I sat down. She had eggs. I was eating French toast.
Oh, you have a really good memory.
Well, I remember everything, yes. I had chocolate milk that morning.
Oh, what the... Oh.
And a crazy straw.
Holy moly, I can't believe you remember all this.
I didn't finish it.
I can't believe you remember all these details.
I blew bubbles.
Doesn't Adam Sandler sound like Ben Affleck if he was jarred? Listen again.
Love her very much. I know Jennifer since we're very young. I was 22.
That sounds like him.
I'm probably better crack. Another mad story this morning. Ed Sheeran told Rolling Stone that he wanted Jay-Z to be on Shape of You and do a rap thing the way he did with Linkin Park. Yeah. And guess what? Jay-Z said no.
He's famous for going, yeah. But he said, no. Oh, poor Ed. Right, so 2005.
2005 was a strange time. We can go 2003 to 2007 as well, right?
Okay.
I saw this on TikTok earlier on and I just think it's brilliant. 2005 wasn't that long ago, but certain things are completely obsolete and there are times where we didn't need these things. Like, we don't need them now.
Okay.
Do you remember any sort of phone you had? Think back to the Motorola or the Sony Ericsson. Remember those weird chargers they all had? They all had different chargers with the little,
little prods coming out of them. Yes, I had a little flippy Motorola one.
And it had one of them.
It was
little,
black.
Yeah.
It was good.
The next thing, who remembers topping up a SIM card on your phone? Completely obsolete now. Nobody really does it anymore.
Well, no, they do. They do, yeah.
But they don't have the card.
You do it for your granny.
Remember your card?
Your granny will ring you and say, will you top up my phone?
Stick a bit of 10 euro into it.
Still, yeah, still going on the 10 euros.
A bit of juice.
Yeah.
The next one. No internet if someone was on the phone in your gaff. So, you know, you're watching something.
Oh, yeah, if you were downloading a song or something and somebody, yeah, what are you doing? I'm downloading that one song. It's going to take all night.
And then if you had a phone beside said computer.
Yeah. Oh, that noise. I kind of missed that noise. I don't know why.
There's nothing there anymore. So this is someone on TikTok went through all these little things.
What was the dance song that used that internet connection and they sampled it and put it in a song?
Not Crazy Frog.
No. They used the signal that would go through on speakers.
Yeah.
They sample that and they put it into a tune. Somebody will say 087-679-7104. What was this? It was a great song with a great nod.
Because that's a...
No, you think it'll be annoying, but it was really good in the song. Yeah, they used it as a beat.
This one brings me back. My uncle had a Micra. And every time he went over a bump with the Micra, this CD player that was in... So, you know, all these cars had these CD players.
Yeah.
They were grey and they had blue LED on it.
Yes.
And then if you wanted to leave your car anywhere...
You had to take the front off.
Do you remember that?
And most people would just take the front off and then and stick it in the back of the pouch of the seat behind them.
I'm sure the robbers would have checked the...
No, the robbers were looking for that stuff. They saw if your thing lit up, it was like, oh, look at that. It's like magpies. It's like smash the window.
Isn't that a proper, like...
Yes,
oh,
nobody does
that
anymore. That's right. It's all built in now.
Forget about Bluetoothing a song. We used to infrared it from a Sony Ericsson to a Sony Ericsson to a Motorola. Do you remember infrareding a song?
No.
Is your infrared on there?
I don't remember that.
Another thing as well, texting on a keypad. Remember having to text on a keypad, press the button 3 times to get a K.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got really fast at it. Yes.
And there's 2 more here. Swapping phone batteries. Remember being out with your friends and then you had a Nokia and then all of a sudden the battery died and you take your friend's charger out and pop it in. Like, you can't do that on any iPhones or Huawei's or whatever.
No.
The charger's actually built into it that you can't take it out of it. And the final thing that people are going crazy about, do you remember not binge watching a TV show?
Watching it every week normally.
Watching it every week and waiting for it.
And they're bringing it back. That's what they're teasing us with Succession and Mandalorian and all these things. They're giving us once a week.
Netflix are the only bingers. Everyone else is fine.
It was Somebody Answer the Phone. Remember that?
Somebody answer the phone. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Friday Nod.
We could have Triple Nod Friday tomorrow. Now, here's the thing. When's the last time you texted anybody?
Oh, I always find if you have to send a serious text message... It's by text. It's not by WhatsApp.
Yeah, but when's the last time you texted one of your friends?
Oh, ages ago. I'm just going to check my phone.
Let's do an experiment, everybody, right? So if you're listening right now, text one of your friends, right? Normally you'd be WhatsApping them or whatever it is, or Signal. Signal's very good. I use Signal sometimes.
I've never used that before.
Oh, Signal's good, yeah. But WhatsApp is the big one, right? So most people are on WhatsApp. We're on WhatsApp here, 087-679-7104 if you want to WhatsApp. But text one of your friends randomly now and just text them, what's the story? And see what they come back with.
I'm going to do it now.
Just text one of your friends. Your friends will be so surprised they get a text. that alert hasn't gone off on their phone for ages.
So, I don't even know how to do it. Like, it's not even doing it on my phone. Like,
text.
I don't even know how to do it.
You have to go into text and send a text.
The only people who text me are Vodafone telling me that my bill is overdue.
My sister texts. She's the only person I know who still texts people.
So I'm just texting my friend.
She's old
Wayne
school.
Now.
And she signs it.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. She signs it. Oh, and Nicky Byrne sent me a text today.
Today?
He said, "No, I don't." I think because was it because I said that he sounded like Stephen Kelly? Was it?
Yesterday, yeah, you did, yeah.
Is that why? Because he said, hey, Jim, you laugh like Joe Rogan. Do I laugh like Joe Rogan?
I don't think so.
Maybe I should do a podcast. He's doing okay out of it.
He's getting a load of money out of it.
Is that why he's saying that?
Someone just said, when you put WB at the end of a text message, remember that?
WB, yes, all those little, right back.
Hi, how are you, WB?
WB.
What's going on, WB?
Communication, somebody answer the phone, absolute banger. We're definitely playing that tomorrow at part.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Of our Nod Your Noggin triple play. So you, for the first time, and you say you'll never do this in your life.
Yeah, like that was a clue that I don't think I will. I can hardly mind myself.
You don't
so I
know.
Probably will never
you
have
never
a baba.
Know. You never know.
Probably never will have a baba. But anyway, yesterday a brand brought in this box that was left outside the reception, and I opened it up, and all of a sudden this massive balloon comes out of it.
Okay.
And I was like, what in the name of God is this? Sasha from our digital department, she was like, oh, that is a gender reveal balloon.
Okay.
And I was like, what?
Where would you buy a gender reveal balloon?
Lads, I haven't, like, these jokes I just see on Instagram where, you know, you have all families together in a beautiful moment, burst a balloon, surprise, it's a boy or a girl.
We saw a girl walking in Dunleary a couple of weekends ago, and she had these amazing balloons. They're perfectly round ones. You know those ones now?
Yes.
And they were all inflated, and she was walking up the road. She looked like Mary Poppins or something. And Mrs. rolls down the window. And like kind of goes, I have balloon envy. Everyone goes, oh, thanks very much.
That's such a Dunleary thing to do. I have balloon envy.
Well, no, the balloons were cool. And she obviously felt like a bit of an idiot walking along. And when she saw somebody open the window, she knew it was going to be, oh, look at you with your balloons.
But they are.
Anyway, go on. So giant balloon.
So giant balloon. And Sasha was like, this is a gender reveal. But obviously it's not, because it's for this brand. And I was like, what do I do with it? And they're like, get a knife. But because the balloon moves, it's kind of aggressive that you're there, you know.
Yeah, you poke it and it moves, yeah.
Does someone have to hold on to the balloon while you prod it? Or do you keep banging into it until it bursts?
Yeah, well, I would stick a pin in it or something like that.
Yeah, so I had this knife. It was in the room that we have down there. And I was going, come on, come on. And I wouldn't do it for ages, because every time I went to hit it, the balloon would go
move.
Off another way. But is this like a mad thing now for, you know, for couples that are having babies, that it's an event that they get to do it? And I wonder, has it ever gone wrong for people?
Oh, has it ever gone wrong? Have you not seen TikTok? It goes wrong all the time.
So what if it's the blue and it's blue and it's pink, but all of a sudden sometimes it's a boy or a girl or a girl or a boy?
Sometimes it blows away and nobody knows what the reveal is. It has gone off. It's gone. I think it's been wrong before. They bought the balloon, but the inside was pink instead of blue.
Silly question here. You know the way when it bursts and it comes out pink, girl?
Yeah.
Who in that party knows that it's a girl? Because everyone always seems to be shocked.
Usually just the mum.
So she goes into
When you go in, they say, do you want to know what you're having?
Right.
What are you having yourself? And if the mother wants to know, then you'd be told. But if the mother doesn't want to know, then they don't tell the dad either.
So you tell it. So just say you're in the hospital, you find out all this baby stuff, and then you're given a letter that you don't
just
open up?
No,
and then you give that.
They'll
to
just tell you. They'll do the scan, and then they'll go, do you want to know what it is? And we didn't want to know. Well, I did, but I was told you can't.
Yeah,
you have to wait and find out.
But is that not just mad that you're waiting there and you don't know, but someone in God knows where is making these balloons and they know the sexier baby? Yeah, for that crack they could put it in a different one.
It's like a baby factory. So you go into this waiting room and there's about 7 or 8 doors. I was in Hollow Street, and there's just like mothers going in every 5 seconds.
That's wild.
And it's just they don't really care, boys or girls. They probably go home and they're not thinking about it the way you would, because it's a big deal to you.
I'm just looking at it here. Someone says the nurse writes it on a piece of paper for the balloon, so you can actually say now, "I'm doing this balloon thingy."
Oh, so they write it down and you don't even look at it, and you so you all find out the same. I didn't know that. Okay, I've never been to a gender reveal party
either. I'm not starting that malarkey. It's hard enough giving money for everything else.
It's going to be the thing that guaranteed. Irish people are definitely going to be doing it more and more, I'd imagine.
So fair play to the nurse. So the nurse and the person with the balloons are the only ones who know about it.
I didn't know that.
You burst the balloon.
Okay.
It would terrify you. Like, if you look at Instagram and look at FM104, look at my face when I do it, because I wince.
I had to do it years ago for a radio competition, and I was in a room full of balloons and they were all giant balloons. They all had numbers on them, and somebody would ring up and they pick a number, like bingo. And then I had a spear in my hand. It was a big, massive spear. And so I'd be told number 51 and I'd have to find it, and then I'd go, bang! I make sure it didn't burst the other ones. And then I'd have to go, oh yeah, you just won a telly or whatever it is.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Very Ant-and-Deck-esque.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Anyway, sorry, do you know when you want to ask a question and you feel a bit stupid asking it, so you ask it on the radio?
No.
And it's just mad how there's loads of people like me who didn't know how
there's loads
works.
Of it. There's like every day, you know, you could learn something new.
Someone said my husband found out and I didn't. The midwife wrote it.
Here's one
on
for
a
you.
Piece of paper.
My daughter asked me the other day, you know cranes? I said, yeah. So how do they get the thing up on the top of the crane? And I said, they get another crane. Who puts that crane up? It's like, I don't know. So how do they get... I've never seen a crane being assembled. I presume there's some kind of winch thing. I don't know.
I've never seen that, actually.
I've never seen a crane being assembled or taken down.
It just appears.
It just appears. So if anyone knows, somebody knows the magic of cranes. If you have any other questions, get them into us, please. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's 7:04.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. See epmooney.ie.
So she received an award for her amazing performance in Happy Valley, which is just incredible. Sarah Lancashire, she won an award at the Royal Television Awards. Was it last night?
Yeah, this was last night. And her voice is so different from Happy Valley, where it's a bit more grittier.
Oh yeah, she's very Yorkshire in that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's a great honour. Really a great honour, and just unexpected. It's hard to single anything out. Obviously, Happy Valley, the third season going out, has had an extraordinary reception. So I think that's going to live with me for a very, very long time. If not forever, I think now.
It's so good. So good. And her sister was brilliant in it too.
Yeah, she's Irish, someone told me.
Is she?
Is she Irish? I'm not sure.
She reminds
Irish.
Me of, what's the name of the girl who used to play Shelley in Coronation Street? Do you remember Shelley?
Sally Lindsay.
Sally Lindsay. She reminds me of Sally Lindsay.
She is like Sally Lindsay.
She could be Sally Lindsay's sister.
Good news for people who are fans of House of the Dragon. It ended last year. They're going, when are they going to make it to season 2? Because it blew out so much on the box office at HBO. Season 2 will premiere in the summer of 2024.
Oh.
On Now.
Here's a question, because you know it's Wednesday. It's it's National Jim Mentions Mandalorian Day. Do you know the ads for AIB? At AIB... You know
yes.
That? Right, so there's a Mandalorian who's kind of the queen of the Mandalorians, right?
Okay.
And she makes the suits for them. And they go and they ask her questions. She's like the head, the high priest kind of the Mandalorian. And she talks very like the girl from the ad for the AIB.
We need to get that for tomorrow.
Is it the same actress? Is it an Irish actress? That's what I'm asking the question.
And she's hardly doing AIB and then doing the Mando.
Why not?
Well.
At AIB. Like, and she has the helmet on, so it just sounds like, at AIB... You are, Amanda. This is the way. I'm telling you, it sounds just like her. If you've watched Mandalorian...
You're the one.
You're the one. If you've watched Mandalorian and you heard the AIB ad, you'll know what I'm talking about. She sounds just like her.
We'll get that for tomorrow.
We'll
I'm going to get that clear for tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll find out who both the actresses are. We'll get their names. We'll give them a proper name check.
Sally Lindsay.
And hopefully the girl from the AIB ad will end up in Mandalorian season 4.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.